and welcome to Judgment Journals. Today, our co-host will be Briley Butler, my fiance. How are you doing today?
Very good.
Okay, let's jump on into it. Today's theme is baby mama llama drama, because I know how much you love that saying.
Yep.
It's your favorite
it's
one.
It's the best.
Okay, so our first story today is, am I the a-hole for telling my wife I'm uncomfortable with my stepson calling me a dad because he already has one? I, 38 male, am a father to 3 kids, 14 male, 9 female, and 2 female, who are not important to the story, and a stepfather to 1 kid, 6 male, who we'll call Michael, who is important to the story. For background, my wife's 35 female, and I were high school sweethearts. However, my wife had a male best friend, Keith, 36 male, who was obviously in love with her. To make a very long story short, my wife and I married, she got pregnant, and instead she wanted to drop out of college to be a stay-at-home house. All was good until one day she upped and left with the kids. I guess Keith had been whispering in her ear about all the things she missed out on being with me, and she left me for him. Fast forward about 2 years, and Keith was controlling asshole. My wife's going out in a fog saw how he manipulated her and begged for me back. I'll admit, I was heartbroken and wanted her back, so I jumped at the chance. All that brings us to the present. My wife and I are good. We attend marriage counseling twice a month and had our youngest. The only major issue is my stepson, Michael. Now, Michael is a sweet and affectionate kid, and I love him, but I'm not his dad. For all his flaws, Keith has been a very involved dad. Keith pays for 100% of the expenses related to Michael, including family trips he's taken with us. He also pays a hefty sum of child support. Despite that, finally get to the point, lately Michael has been switched between calling me dad and my name. He called me only my name for years, so this confused me. I sat him down and asked him what was up, and he told me I was like a dad to him, and mommy said he can have 2 dads. I told him that was very sweet, but he already had a dad who loved him very, very much. I brought it up to my wife, and she was overjoyed. She went on and on about how we could be one happy family and Keith out of our lives. I told her I'm glad Michael sees me that way, but I'm not comfortable with the dad label, and maybe we could have him call me another name that he doesn't call Keith, such as Papa or OP. She called me a heartless a-hole to reject the child I have been raising for years. I told her I had to go through 2 years of her trying to turn my children against me, and I won't let her use Michael like that. Now she has given me the cold shoulder, and has even gotten my mother involved, who is on her side. This really made me question whether or not I'm the a-hole, because my mom and wife hate me. So am I?
I think they both have problems.
But not only that, what a spiteful mother. Because obviously this isn't the first time she's tried to
Oh no, she always tries to use kids against whatever the significant other is.
Awful. Like, I get not wanting to be called... I like that he liked the other idea of being called, like, a papa or something like that. But that's also kind of like grandpa.
I don't know. I think it's weird that he's so not okay with it. But at the same time, I kind of get it. If he doesn't want to try to take that kid away from his dad. And he feels like the mom's trying to take the kid away from his dad.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd sit down for some serious family counseling.
Probably needs it. On all of the parents.
Yeah, instead of just marriage counseling, do some family counseling, because they are going to marriage counseling twice a month. But I also get why the kid would maybe want to call, because all his brother and sisters call him dad.
Yeah, I get why the kid would want to.
I do think he should let the kid call
I think him eventually that. He probably would warm up and let the kid call him that, but the mom's been actively trying to separate him from his dad, so he doesn't want to be another wedge.
Between him and his dad, yeah. Not only that, that's so unfair for this kid, because it also sounds like the mom brought it up for him to call him that. Like, it wasn't this kid's idea.
Yeah.
Because it
says... like, the mom's been trying to get him to do it.
Yeah. as a way to make it worse, if he sees this guy as a dad, he doesn't have to go see Keith anymore. Which is so wrong to do to a kid. I feel like that's going to emotionally mess him up so much.
Yeah.
Right. So we are agreed that he is not the a-hole, but the mom is?
Yep.
Or maybe everyone sucks in this scenario?
They all have problems.
All have problems and everyone sucks? Okay. Our next story. I, 27 female, am pregnant with my first child. My mother, 59 female, doesn't like the name I picked and was rude about it. How do I get over it? Sounds like something that would happen to my family.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it would be my mom, but definitely everyone in my family likes to say opinions. Hi, all. Half looking for advice on this issue. I'm pregnant with my first child. It's too early to tell what gender yet. It will be the first grandchild of my side of the family. I am an only child. I was discussing with my mother over the phone the name that we are going to use, and when I told her my top boy pick, she gawked and said, "Oh no, really? No, you can't name him that. That's awful." And carried on for a few more sentences. I kind of sat there in silence at her reaction, if it really hurt my feelings. I ended up saying it's uncomfortable and that she doesn't like it because I doubt I will find a boy name that I love more. She will have to deal with it. Obviously, I may have a girl, which would push the issue back more. How do I get over her rude reaction? My husband's mother was way more supportive, and it really upset me that I feel more connected with her compared to my own mother. I'm sure some of it is pregnancy hormones. The name is Theodore, by the way. I think it's great, little Teddy. Then he's a baby, Theo or Ted as a child/teen, Theodore in a professional setting, Ted when he's an old man with a mustache mowing his lawn, drinking a beer. That is the whole story. I think Theo's a really cute name.
It's not a bad name. It's a little old, but it's not bad. He's probably not going to go through that many names.
I mean,
she's expecting him to go by, like, four different names through the years.
I bet Theodore. I bet he goes through Theo his whole life.
Probably. He probably picks one and sticks to it.
Yeah. But, like, I don't get... I want to know the last name. Maybe it's, like, Theodore Butt. I don't know.
I don't think there's any bad last name to go with Theodore.
Probably not.
It's more the... It's... You're a kid, so it's your decision at the end, so
go with it.
I was like, it's not like it's... If you get a lot of responses like that, it's probably a bad name. But if it's just one, it's just one person.
I really feel like this person's a history buff.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Very big fan of Theodore. Maybe they like watching Blue Bloods. I've been watching a lot of Blue Bloods here lately. And, like, Theodore Roosevelt's, like, a big thing because he's, like, the first New York...
They might like
canals. Yeah. I don't know. Theo's really cute, though. I do like the name Theo.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad one. There's that comedian that's Theo Vaughn.
Theo Vaughn? Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny.
I feel like I hear a lot of Theos.
You hear that Theo Vaughn a lot.
Well, I feel like I hear other Theo, like, in school and all that.
That's the only one I've ever known of.
I feel like there's a lot of famous people, like, not famous people, but, like, actors named Theo. I don't know. I like the name Theo. I don't know. I feel like I would be very angry at my mom if she was acted that way, too. I don't think it's pregnancy hormones. I think it's a total normal reaction to be hurt by your mother saying something like this. But I think hard boundaries just need to be laid down with you and your mom. I don't know. What would you do if your mom reacted that way? Something we named our kid.
I'm not a girl, so it wouldn't bother me nearly as much as it would you.
You wouldn't get mad if your mom went, "Oh, that's awful, that's terrible."
I'd probably be like, "Well, maybe it is. Let me think about this for a second," and then I'd be like, "No, no, it's fine.
It's fine. It's a good name. Perfectly good name."
Yeah.
I do think it's weird how she thinks he's going to go through so many.
Yeah.
However, I think she likes Ted the most because she's like Theo/Ted.
I think.
And then she went old man Ted.
It is weird that she wants that many. I think probably the more problem is the mom probably knew a Theo and hated him. Or knew a Theodore.
Ooh. Yeah. There's a lot of a lot of names I've grown up with, the people I don't like, but I don't think I would ever be like, ugh, that name. How dare you name your child that?
You would probably try your hardest to convince them not to. It's just you would try a subtler way. They are more of a direct person.
They are very direct.
You're very indirect on your trying to convince people.
I'm just not mean. This is just mean. Like, this is a very mean story. I feel bad for her. I wonder how many other times her mom does stuff like this.
Well, it's probably the way the mom's always had to convince. She's probably like you and is stubborn and doesn't want to change stuff, so she has to find a very direct way of doing it.
Or the mom's a narcissist.
Or that.
And the mom has always been all like, blah, 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 which I can say I'm very fortunate and do not have a narcissistic mother.
Also, if she's pregnant, this might not be completely how it happened.
It's just the way she took it. She could have not said all this stuff.
And it could have been like one thing.
It probably was this first line of, oh, no, really? No, you can't. Even that, though.
It might have even been like the, oh, no, like, are you sure?
I definitely would, but my kid told me that, I'd be like, oh, that's great, even if I didn't like the name. The only way I would, like, when I first read this, I thought she was naming her kid, like, gonorrhea. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I have.
I can't believe, like, anyone would name their kid after an STD and then get mad that an STD is named that. It's not like they all of a sudden came brand new. Like, that's when I first read this title, that's what I thought. I didn't think I was going to have some normal name like Theo.
I did think it was going to be something really bad, but turns out it's not.
This mom's just weird.
I don't think it's as extreme as she is making it. I think it's, or it just became a big argument, and they both are very argumentative.
Or they're just both hurt, and they refuse to apologize.
That could also be true.
Okay, next one. Am I the a-hole for letting my 33 female best friend, 32 female, name my newborn twins? And not my ex-husband.
Is there more to it?
Well, that's the title.
Oh.
It's off of r/AmITheAhole. They're asking for advice. And I don't know, it depends.
We need to hear the story to know what's going on.
First, I have a few questions. I hope the questions get answered in the story. But my first question is your ex-husband, like, the father of the newborns? Because if not, it's weird he's involved in this scenario in the first place. Like, makes sense your best friend is. It makes no sense your ex-husband is. Alright, I'll read now. Hi, Reddit. I'm seeking some clarification and judgment on a situation that has caused quite a bit of tension in my family. When I was around 4 months pregnant, my now ex-husband, Josh, cheated on me with my sister, Amanda. It was complete shock, and we were what I thought was the perfect couple. We rarely argued, and when we did, we always resolved it in a respectful manner. We went on dates, and I always made sure he knew how much I loved him. I'm not surprised at my sister, though. She's always had been a whore. Excuse me for my language. And had no future in life, so stealing from mine at least gave her something. But when I found out about the affair, I had a mental breakdown. I couldn't believe it. My best friend Maya grew worried and had me move out of my house to stay with her, so she could help me through this difficult time. Dang, what are they in an a-hole of a guy? Ugh, no wonder why he doesn't get to name his kids. Maya went above and beyond to support me. She accompanied me to all the doctor's appointments, acted as mediator between Josh and me, so I wouldn't have to talk to him directly, and kept my family in check. My parents were pressuring me to forgive Amanda and allow her near my babies, and at one point, I even considered cutting them off because they wouldn't stop bothering me about it. Maya also helped with preparing for the babies, including sorting out baby clothes, and was by my side when I gave birth. Since I was feeling weak and afraid of dropping my kids, she held them for me and even made small voices impersonating them to calm me down. She has been an incredible support system throughout the entire ordeal. When it came time to name them my babies, I asked Maya if she would do me the honor of naming them. She burst into tears and repeatedly asked if I was sure. I nodded, and she named them. A few days later, I allowed Josh to meet the girls, and he was not just angry, but furious that I had taken away his right to name his daughters. He didn't even hold them and stormed out. Now, my family is angry with me, saying I went too far by allowing Maya to name the girls. They believe that at the very least, Maya should have had the opportunity to choose their middle name as a gift only and not the first name. However, I don't believe I am in the wrong here. Maya has been like an aunt to my girls and would have practically be their second mom if anything happened to me. Shouldn't she have the privilege of naming them, especially after all the help she has provided? Maya and her family support my decision, but I would appreciate an outside perspective. So, Reddit, am I the a-hole?
They're all messed up in different ways.
I mean,
It is his kid, and it sounds like he wasn't going to abandon them. But at the same time, he did choose to cheat, especially when she was in the middle of the pregnancy.
Not only that, though, he refused to hold them because he didn't get to name them.
Oh, yeah, he overreacted about that. It's just a name. It's still, if it's going to be your kid, it's going to be your kid, whether it's named it or not.
Not only that, it doesn't sound like she took the, like, his right away of them not having his last name. They still have his last name. They're still your kid. And what does it matter if you didn't get to name them? You obviously took away that right when you decided to go sleep with her sister.
Well, we don't know what last name they put.
Okay. Well, if they have his last name, I don't think he has a right to that. But at the same
time, it's just a name. It would still, they're still technically his kids. If he's going to be in their life, he's going to be in their life. The name won't change that.
Kind of sounds like he's looking for a way out to not be in their life. It sounds like this is the hill he's decided to make it to where, oh, this is why I'm not in their in my kid's life. She didn't let me name him.
Yeah. But then she also is completely pulled away and didn't let him do anything also.
Yeah.
But he was messed up. He shouldn't have cheated, and especially when she was pregnant. But
I think they're both in wrongs. However, it also doesn't, like, it sounds like he kind of communicated. But I feel like I would be trying way harder if if I was in a scenario.
Well, she said she left and went and lived with her kids and
her aunt, her best friend,
her best friend, not her kids. But there's not much you necessarily could do. If you do too much, they can charge stalking and stuff like that.
But it doesn't sound like he really tried to be like, hey, this, that. And I know we're just hearing from her perspective. But also, you slept out of anyone you could have slept with. Anyone. It's not really the cheating that gets me the most. It is who he slept with, the sister. There is boundaries you just don't cross in a relationship, and that is one of them.
I think that's a pretty common one.
I think it is too, but I think it's terrible. If you're gonna cheat, at least go cheat on with a stranger. Don't go do it with your best friend or someone. That's just off. That is the worst thing. Because now you put a drift in the family. It doesn't sound like she liked her sister in the first place. Sounds very much like she hated her sister.
Kind of sounds like the sister might have been trying to for a long time.
I mean, you're a guy. You have control.
Oh, no, he still shouldn't have. But it sounds like the sister is one of those sisters that was going after him.
I don't care. There's a line you just don't cross. If you want to mix it up somewhere else. Let's continue on. My 19 female mother, 53 female, is threatening to starve herself if I don't agree to have a baby when I turn 30. Should I give her false promise? I think you need to run far, far away from your mother. Off the title.
She can do whatever she wants. You can handle the problem however you want, but I think you need to read it to...
I think she needs to run. I don't even need to read. She needs to run.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be good for the mom, though.
She's been telling me and my younger brother that she wants grandchildren since I was around 9 years old. But not super seriously. Just in passing. At least until recently. For the past 2 weeks, she has been frequently 2 or 3 times a day, which is a big jump from once every few months, asking questions and making statements like, when I grow old, I'll hold your grandchildren, or you're going to get married, right? And each time I'm like, no, I don't want children. It was very annoying, but it ended when we told her no. Now, in the past few days, she stopped asking my brother about it, but is increasingly pestering me about having a baby. Now, the night before yesterday, I finally asked her to drop the subject because it was getting on my nerves and she just started screaming. First, she shouted, "Who's going to take care of me when I get old?" I told her, "I'll die alone." Then she asked, "Who's going to take care of her if I passed away?" I told her, "Her son will." She calmed down and then went on about how I don't have to marry, I don't want to. I can just have a child via artificial insemination. That I could have a child, one child, for her. I would be a great mother, etc., etc., she said. One child would be enough for me. I told straight up she sounds creepy, and she started shouting at me about how both of us, me and my brother, never hugged her or cuddled her anymore, and that she just misses holding us when we were babies. I didn't really know what to say to that, but told her that she can't make me have a baby if I don't want one. Then she said she'll force me to, and that she was saying all this with a smile on her face. I guess in a joking manner, but it didn't feel like that joke. I didn't reply and just ignored her. She started again a while later saying that she's going to go on strike, aka starve herself, until I agree to have a baby when I turn 30. It was baffling. Of course, I didn't believe her. She's very frail and weak and can't go without some food for more than 5 hours throughout the day. I think she also's going through premenopause because her migraines are increasing and her periods are becoming irregular. I'm wondering if I could be impacting her. For why I don't want a baby or get married, I don't think I've ever been attracted to any man or woman. Like, ever. I have babysitting a lot of young children, like completely newborns to 11-year-olds, and children are just annoying. Of course, it's different to just babysit for a few days or weeks and be completely responsible for the life and well-being of an entire human being. And I don't think I'm built for it, personally. There's also a fact that I'm scared to be a bad mother. She hasn't raised me in the best way, and I'm scared of passing on my problems like she has with me and my brother. Self-esteem, body insecurities, repressed emotions, disorder eating, etc. She doesn't realize she and us have these problems, and it's even proud of some of them. I don't want that for my child. She had 3 failed marriages and 2 failed long-term relationships as well. So far, she skipped breakfast. She didn't tell me her plans for making lunch, which was unusual. And when I asked her, she said to make me and my brother sandwiches. I was baffled again and told her that she needs to stop being stupid and eat something. She ignored me, and it is still ignoring me. She had a cup of coffee as well, which is seriously serious because she quit caffeine 2 years ago after struggling a lot to do so, and now she just resumed? She also stopped talking to my brother. I know what to do. Should I make a false promise or just let her starve and hope she comes to her senses? Because I don't want to have a baby and don't want to get married. And at the moment, I promised her she probably is going to tell the entire extended family that I've agreed to have a baby, even if I asked her not to. When the time comes I resist having a baby, she's going to probably lose her shit. I've never broken any serious ones, but some relatives have, and she gets miserable and fuming for weeks. The last time she was this crazy about a promise was about me and my brother taking care of her when she gets very old and not abandoning her. I think about 3 years ago. But she didn't threaten to starve herself and was just insistently begging for a few hours because both of us quickly agreed to. Then she told the entire extended family, so obviously this means a lot to her. But she never threatened to harm herself like this. No matter the promise she made us keep. She owed her health hasn't been in the best in the past decades, and changing to her routines affects her a lot. So this is extremely serious. Any advice is appreciated. Remember, the female's 19. What a terrible thing to do to a 19-year-old.
Yeah, that makes sense why she's still living at home, though, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like she's taking... It's her brother's younger than her, right? So, like, it just... What an awful thing to also do to the brother, because it's her younger brother. She's 19. What is the brother, 16? And she's already being like, I need a baby?
The mom definitely needs a therapist and maybe a dog.
I think the mom doesn't need a dog. I think the mom might need a grippy sock vacation.
She definitely needs a grippy sock vacation.
That is insane. Like, definitely do not promise your mom anything at all. That is
because it sounds like insane. It'll just become a bigger fight later.
Mom might cause bigger problems. Also, you
could always call her bluff because I doubt she's not going to starve herself to death.
I mean, yeah, wait 48 hours, see what happens.
Everybody gets hungry.
She'll eventually eat, or she's eating in a room because it sounds like she's a narcissist and she's going to try to trick you into eating and saying she's not eating. But for all you know, she's up eating in her bedroom. She's already ate breakfast this morning and lunch.
She just wakes up early and takes a midnight snack breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put it past her. Now, there is an update. 10 hours after the post. I genuinely was not expecting this many responses. Thank you all for that, for the advice. I truly mean it. I've tried having a conversation with her for the last 2 hours to record it for proof in case I need it. Even saying something to try to trigger her, I'm pretty sure that's the word for it. But she didn't budge until I brought up calling the ambulance. At the mention calling the ambulance, she started speaking. She told me there was no need to bring up the hospital, which I highly doubt. And then said she wasn't being serious anyways and told me to make her dinner. She said that when I get older, I'll definitely change my mind because according to her right now, I'm too mature and childish to understand that having a baby is a wonderful thing. Apparently... Well, I just finished making her dinner and she'll finally eat. So I guess she wasn't having a psychotic break. Probably being just extremely manipulative. I guess she still isn't really talking to either of us. I'm also not sure how she wasn't being serious when she spent the whole day not eating. I didn't think I'd get her involuntarily at the hospital since she stopped her strike and isn't a threat to herself anymore. I don't know what to do from here. I think I should mention that we are an Asian family, so taking her care of your elder relatives is normal, and moving out is seen as a white people thing, aka inconsiderate. I'm still going to move out when I get the apartment. My brother is also only 14 and trying his best to help. Thank you all again for advice. It didn't even cross my mind that you could call emergency services for this kind of thing. And now it seems like I can't. But it's good to know for that you can. I'll try to convince her to see a doctor ASAP. 14!
Definitely needs a grippy socks vacation.
Grippy socks vacation. What a narcissistic... Like, okay, the thing about her getting taken care of when she was older and that got brought up, I was like, that's a little weird, but who cares? Like, there's a lot of parents out there that, like, are scared of not being taken care of when they're older. I get that part. However, to pressure your 14-year-old son to be like, you have to have kids someday. What 14-year-old boy's thinking of kids?
Don't think any. A lot of them, that's the problem, is they're not thinking of that there's kids as a possibility.
I mean, that is true. That is true. Not thinking of kids at all in that. They have way more things on their mind of like, I don't know. What did you think about at 14?
I don't know. Long time.
Long time ago? Over 10 years ago? So yeah. Too long ago?
Memory doesn't go back that far.
I know at 14, I was thinking more like...
Wasn't kids.
Was not kids. I don't even know if I wanted kids at 14. they were annoying to me. And 19-year-old, I get, like, for one, the mom probably has a little bit of point. She is a little immature to know what she wants for her future, but, I mean, a lot of times 19-year-olds stick to their guns about not having kids also. And if she doesn't want kids, great for her. I mean, more power to her, because you get more money, but...
of what to do or what not to do.
Yeah.
Nothing that she can do to control that.
Well, not only that, though, like, this is a kid. Like, this is a whole nother life. They don't ask to get brought into this world, and when you bring them into this world and not want them, that's like a whole nother set of issues you're putting onto that kid.
Well, it sounds like the mom's upset because the kids don't spend time with her, but the kids probably don't spend time with her because she's always trying to lecture them and make them feel bad about something like taking care of her or having kids.
Seems like a narcissistic B word. Like, this whole post just screams, I'm a narcissist.
For the mom.
Yeah, for the mom.
You said it like it was for the...
No, not the kid. Like, the mom is a narcissist. She's 53 and wants her 19-year-old female to already think about, like... I'm sorry, 19, I was not thinking about what I was going to be doing at 30.
No.
At 19, I was thinking about, oh, in another 2 years, I can legally go do this. In another 2 years, I'll be graduated from college, and I can go on all these trips. I was like, I want to go to Europe. I want to go to Disney World. For those of you who do not know, I've always wanted to go to Disney World, and has not happened yet. And I'm 25 now. It will happen soon, though. I know it. But, like, at 19 years old, I was thinking about all the stuff I wanted to do in life, not... Gosh, I just really want to have a kid right now. I saw my sisters grow up and have kids at 19. And not that I don't love my nieces and nephews or that they don't love them and don't, like, they don't regret having them. However, I've gotten to do a lot more things in my life that they don't get to do because they have kids and kids are expensive.
At least she's saying making it of, like, before you turn 30 and not like you need it now.
Yeah.
But it's still, if you're going to try, at least wait till they're old enough to...
Like, have a serious job and a house and
be settled.
Have a relationship. It doesn't even sound like this girl's had a long-term relationship.
No, because she's saying, oh, you can artificially inseminate.
She's 19.
Is that even the right necessarily term? I feel like that's what you use for cows, not people.
No, you artificially inseminate people, too.
It is? Okay. Yeah. I thought that was just like a cow. I thought they had a different term for it.
We just say the abbreviation for it.
I thought we had a term.
No, it's artificial insemination.
Okay.
Which is really weird. We call it the same thing that we call cows, but...
Same process.
Same process, yeah. Just take a turkey baster. I mean, come on.
I mean, that might be the broke way of doing
it. It is the broke way.
That's the way the mom's gonna force it.
she's gonna wake up one morning to attack her with a turkey baster. Leave me alone, mother!
What's in the turkey baster? Don't ask questions.
Do not do that. That is a crime. Just in case anyone's out there listening, that is a major crime. I think that's the last one we're going to end on, is that crazy last story.
Sounds good to me.
So, what'd you think of your first Reddit stories?
Not bad.
Not bad?
About like our normal conversations about Reddit stories.
Yeah.
Less you just talking about it and me not participating.
Yeah. See, this is how you do it. You force them by starting a podcast. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.